I go to a place nearby that is all just like pinball machines and arcade cabinets and whatnot. I've gone there religiously almost like the past month or so. And I just recently saw that there is a picture in one of the rooms. I don't know who's all in it, but there's literally like, I don't know, 40 fucking people, almost like a school, like graduation photo, or basketball team, that type of photo. And I'm looking at it, I'm like, wow, I bet I can count on one hand how many times sex has been had amongst all these people.
Hey, you know, sometimes when you're happy, you don't
and
need
And you know
need
it, you clap your hands.
Yeah, don't even need sex.
I'm happy. I'll clap my hands. Oh, God. So how you been, Josh?
I'm good. It just reminds me of there was one time where one of the Batman Arkham games was coming out, and me and Joey went to midnight release.
Oh, yeah?
And, like, we got to GameStop kind of late, and, like, it was, like, close to midnight. And, like, you know, me, always kind of been more of an outcast in the world. I have never felt more outcasted walking into a GameStop and having just them, like, turn and look at me, and I'm like, I feel like I don't belong here. What the fuck? Like, I've never felt more outcasted. It felt weird at a GameStop, at a midnight release. That I've gone to plenty of those. I miss midnight releases.
I do, too. I only really went for maybe, like, Pokemon games.
Yeah.
But
yeah, like, yeah, it was the weirdest feeling. Like, me and Joey both are like, oh.
So now when you say GameStop, all I immediately think of is, like deer hunting game. And now I'm thinking of GameStop, and I'm like, what if GameStop was like still video games, but you went in there to hunt video games? What if someone walked in with a shotgun and just started fucking shooting like Red Dead Redemption 2 on the shelf? Hunting game, GameStop. Get it? No? Nothing? Dead. I don't know.
I sometimes wonder how your brain works.
I don't know. You said GameStop. I merely thought of hunting game, and then I thought of deer, and I'm like,
Why hunting game?
I don't know. Why is it called game? When you hunt something, why is it called game?
I don't know.
I was hoping you did.
I don't. Do I look like I hunt?
I need answers.
I do the opposite of hunt. I buy my food. I don't have the patience to fish. I definitely don't have the patience to hunt. I can't do it.
I can fish.
Like, I used to fish when I was younger with my uncle, but, like, yeah, now I can't focus that long to sit in a tree or in a fucking makeshift bunker and wait for a fucking deer to walk by as I'm sitting there making mating calls, you know, being a fucking...
Sasquatch is like, oh, no, not today? All right.
Like, that's the fucked up thing. Like, imagine if somebody was like, if animals hunted us that way.
Whoa.
Like, we're walking through the woods and
it'd be human stop.
They just have like, you know, have like a fucking jaguar just in the jungle, just like making like women orgasm noises, and men are like, oh, fucking cool. And then all of a sudden,
ooh,
here comes
fucking cool.
Here comes jaguar fucking chewing on your jugular. That's pretty much what humans do for fucking deer.
He's got like his own little like Carhartt hat on and fucking camo vest, and he's all exactly. Like, all right, let me get my little kazoo out here, baby. Every fucking male within like a 50 mile radius, like, oh, get on all
fours. That's exactly what we do to deer.
Well,
they're out there making mating noises, and fucking Bambi's over there, like, oh, fuck yeah, I'm gonna get my deer sex on, and then it's bam.
Yeah, if I just show up naked with a fucking heart on, where's she at? It blow my dick right off. Anyway, you hear that? Do you hear that noise in your headphones?
Nope.
Oh, maybe it's just me, because another shitty episode of TFR is coming down the line. What's up, everybody? Yeah, there it went. Oh, goddamn. Playing Kickstart My Heart, the greatest speed ticket generator of all fucking time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm Matthew. That's my name.
I'm Josh.
As long as I've been alive, as far as I've wandered, as much as I've pondered, and I don't know the rest of that stupid ass rhyme. I guess I'm trying to make pondered, wandered, secondered.
Yonder.
What does that mean? Tiddly yondered. I don't know. Oh, God. So this is TFR News. It's been a while.
Has been a while.
Some interesting stuff I'm going to go over here. But actually, I would say not too much has really caught my attention, especially due to that UAP hearing that we had.
Yeah, that
with the new whistleblower.
Yeah. Yeah, if you guys haven't listened, go back and listen to our interview we did with one on Micah Hanks. About that whole whistleblower fiasco. It was a good episode. A lot of information.
Did you look into the UAP hearing at all?
I saw a lot of clips on TikTok because I learned more news from TikTok than I do the fucking actual news.
That's fair.
Like the fucking house explosion in Pennsylvania. I fucking saw the Ring footage of like their neighbor's house, like video of the shit blowing up before I even saw the news footage.
I have no idea about that.
Yep. Like,
I'm not on TikTok, really.
It's just a house in fucking neighborhood in Pittsburgh that apparently was like on top of like some abandoned mine. That
oh my
just
God,
fucking,
the gas filled up probably.
Oh, dude, this house, it went up like no fucking other house that I've ever seen.
Yeah, it's like a cartoon.
It's terrifying.
Did anyone die?
5 people.
Well, guess what? No people die in my stories today.
That's good.
Well, actually, there's some hurt happening.
Some hurt?
Some hurt, yeah. My voice like just stopped. I was like, and there's some hurt happening. But I don't think anyone's died. If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands.
Yay.
Yay. Today's episode is just gonna be a bunch of clapping. Every time I get done with an article, it's gonna clap. Good job, man. Good job. Give me a piece of candy.
You only took 3 weeks to do this.
Hey. All right. So, do I talk about a miracle plant that was used in ancient Greece that was rediscovered after 2,000 years in Turkey?
Sure.
Sure.
Is it weed?
It is not.
Oh.
It's a plant called silphium. I'm really not going to get into this. I just thought it was kind of cool. But apparently ancient Greeks, Romans, and Egyptians would use it. And it had a lot of medicinal effects to it. And they thought it went extinct. And then some guy was like, hey, I've seen that fucking before. And then he like just crushed it. He sprayed some fucking weed killer on it. And was like, all right, anyway. Moving on from that. We also have, well, that was, by the way, from GreekReporter.com.
Wow, great story.
Yeah, I know. Well, like I said, I have a few here that it's just kind of like, oh, yeah, check that out. That's kind of cool. But I have some other news that we'll get. Josh?
What?
I don't know. This is fucking like ASMR now, just of house living, really.
You could have played it off. Nobody would have known.
No, that's not true at all. Especially when I'm editing, I'm like, man, I really wish I could get rid of that fucking nut scratching he's doing that I can.
Or if
totally
you didn't say anything, you could have just cut that whole part out and spliced it together. But you done fucked it up.
Not unless I'm talking through it and then I cut it and it just sounds absolutely fucking horrible.
I can do it again if you want me to.
No. ABC News. Ancient Mayan city discovered deep in Mexican jungle.
Ooh.
Ooh. We have more archaeological finds that really give me hard. Give me just as hard as the ground that they're fucking buried in, man. Oh, God. The team of archaeologists in Mexico have discovered the remains of an ancient Mayan city deep in the jungle of the Yucatan Peninsula in southern Mexico. Led by archaeologist Ivan's... Okay. Your name is Ivan, and then Sprajc. It's made up. I don't believe it. Sprajc.
Probably
Polish.
Yeah.
Fuckers. I don't know how to say that. Led by archaeologist Ivan Sprajc, the researchers trekked through about 60 kilometers of thick vegetation, making the monumental discovery within the Balamcu Ecological Reserve.
How many
Mexican
kilometers?
Mexican state of Campeche. What?
How many kilometers?
Is 60. The site, thought to be the key center of importance for its former inhabitants, covers more than 50 hectares.
For my fellow dumb Americans, that is 37.2 miles.
It's crazy to me that that literally goes hidden for thousands of years.
Mm-hmm.
Something that big.
Mm-hmm.
Would you say like 37 or 32 miles, is that what you just said?
Mm-hmm.
Several cylindrical columns were found scattered throughout the pre-Hispanic ancient settlement, thought to be part of entrances to upper rooms of the buildings. The biggest surprise turned out to be the site located on a peninsula on high ground surrounded by extensive wetlands, Sprajc said in a statement. The site is believed to have been an important center of the central lowlands during the classic period dating back between AD 250 and AD 1000. The INAH said that aerial laser mapping technology from the University of Houston Center for Airborne Laser Mapping aided in efforts to scan the site. The most common ceramic types that we collected on the surface and in some test pits are from late classic 600 to 800 AD. However, the analysis of samples of this material will offer us more reliable data on the sequences of occupation. They named the site of the discovery Akumtun, which means stone column in the Mayan language.
How creative.
I know. Again, if stuff like this can go hidden for so fucking long, how can anybody dispute anything? Literally, how can anybody dispute anything that goes, quote-unquote, hidden for that long?
Yeah, it's kind of mind-blowing.
So I've been listening to a couple podcasts about a book recently. What's it called? The Last Dinosaur and the Lost Lands or something like that.
Sounds sad.
It's interesting because it deals with, I want to cover an episode on it, so this fact will be stated again, but the movie Up.
Yes.
How he goes to find that quote unquote like mystical land, yada, yada, yada. Yeah. I think it was Paradise Falls.
Yeah.
I think is what it's called in the movie. And it shows him at one point looking at a picture and then looking at this like big plateau that just reaches into the sky and it has this huge waterfall. Well, that's based on an actual site in Venezuela.
Mm.
It's called the, I don't know. It's something Ayotopen, something like that. But there are legends of like ancient cities and gold and dinosaurs and shit that live on this plateau. I mean, this plateau is like 8,000 meters
high.
That's
some like Uncharted Tomb Raider shit where like you go to hunt treasure, then all of a sudden there's a fucking dinosaur.
Exactly.
Because that's what happens in those games and it still blows my mind.
Now, this book that I found about it, again, it's like The Last Dinosaur of the Lost Land or something like that. It's only 54 pages.
Ooh.
The font's like 25 and it has pictures.
Oh, so that should take you like 3 weeks.
At least. But it was like $15 on Amazon. I'm like, God damn, man. It's kind of expensive for a little book like that. But hey, I supported it.
Good for you.
And bought it anyway.
Proud of you.
But the fact that legends like this still exist. And the fact that stuff like this ancient Mayan city, are still being discovered.
Dude, we're still discovering animals every day. So, like, it's
we just discovered
wild.
One in Antarctica that's in the same family as, like, starfish and sea cucumbers.
Yeah, it's fucking wild.
And it's, like, fucking 5 feet long, and it looks like a strawberry with long hair. It's all white, but it looks like a strawberry body with, like, long... It looks terrifying.
I haven't seen this.
No, I forget what they even called it. I don't know. It's a little like the Antarctica strawberry something they named it. I don't know. But anyway, yes, we're finding stuff all the time, whether it be creatures, whether it be monuments, whether it be cities. I don't know. Alloys, metallic alloys, where the Roswell crash happened, because yeah. I have an article about that that I'll get to.
Does still make me laugh thinking about that Tomb Raider game. I forget which one it is, but like, you know, she goes to try to find some kind of treasure, and then, oh, here's these dinosaurs that somehow avoided extinction for like millions of years, so I'm going to just start shooting them.
I would be so mad peacefully living for millions of years, being able to survive in the numerous environmental changes that happened just for someone to come by and put a dollar store revolver bullet into my head.
Right. Yeah, I get shot by a fucking explorer in short shorts. God damn it.
I mean, that kind of plays with like the whole field of Bigfoot. People are like, you know what? Only a body will do. So when we find it, we have to kill it. I don't believe that. But I'm just like, you know how pissed I would be? No matter what kind of animal I am, if I were able to survive that long, survive jaguar attacks and shit like that, only for this person to be like, oh, what's that? Oh. Like a mouse, survive for hundreds and thousands and millions of years. I don't know how long mice have been around. Just for someone to be like, you know what we'll do? We'll take a little piece of wood, put a little trap on it, I'll set a little piece of fucking cheese and I'll sit in the corner and then just, yeah.
That poor mouse. Just like, ooh, fucking cheese? Cool.
My parents...
glue traps. Glue traps are inhumane.
Okay, well, you ready for this?
Make it quick.
Ready for this glue trap story?
Oh, no.
I was a lot younger, and my parents' house was way off into the woods, and it's not taken care of to the best that it could be, and there were mice all the time. Mom absolutely hates mice. She's the one where she'll scream and get on a chair in the middle of the kitchen and just scream some more. And,
I can imagine that.
Yeah, and so they had traps, and they had plenty of like the actual like snap whatever traps, whatever they're called, but they had glue traps.
Mouse traps?
Yeah, but I wonder if there's another term, because the moment's glue trap, I figured it would be
like, I'm pretty sure they're literally just called mouse traps.
Well, fuck me then, I guess. But they had glue traps too, and there was one on there that was dying. It wasn't dead, but it was dying, and they wanted me to get rid of it, but they wanted to use the trap still. So... I decided to just swing it like I was fucking playing discus, I guess, but hold the trap in my hand like you do when you throw a fucking toy for a dog and you don't let it go.
Uh-huh.
What was on that trap when I pulled it back to my face?
I don't want to know.
About a third of the mouse.
Oh, God.
I'm like, well, it's dead now. I mean, that was probably quick. That was probably quick.
I fucking hope so.
I was like 10, okay? If that. But yeah, I hated that. I absolutely hated that. I'm like, I'm not fucking doing this again. Dad, fuck you. You can do it from now on. Oh, God. But yeah.
I brought like glue traps now.
God, imagine if us humans had glue traps. Imagine the size of that motherfucker and all the glue you'd have to use. Just to wake up and come downstairs and find me stuck to it against the wall, fucking nude and whatnot, trying to get up. Tearing my ass cheeks apart. Oh, honey, we got them. Oh, yeah. So, yeah, we have some more ancient ruins that have been discovered. And it is exciting, but I do kind of gloss over it because the 4 years we've been doing this show, I think I've probably covered a numerous amount of ancient cities that have been discovered.
Yeah, it's okay. As, you know, the lakes and rivers start to decrease in water, we're going to discover more and more shit.
Oh, well, yeah. You could even argue that with, even if the water does take more of the land, I mean, it'll take the land away from it and mm-hmm. erode it. I mean, God knows what we'll find there as well.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I'm always more interested in the stories that these sites have to tell, if any can be deciphered from it,
yeah.
Whether it be like ancient ritual sites or you know, these walls have all these paintings on it of sacrifices they did to the gods or whatnot, or the ways that they lived. I don't know. I find it fascinating. Some of these finds for this ancient city were several pyramidal structures over 15 meters tall.
Damn.
Again. What is that, 45 feet? How? It's, oh my God, it's so amazing how that stuff can just go hidden for so long.
Don't make no sense. Either that or somebody discovered it and it was just like, that's a lot of paperwork.
Well, a lot of these things I find are like, yeah, ancient Mayan city discovered, and then it'll be like, back in 2017. Because it takes a long time for them to peer review it and make sure they can publish what they actually found.
Yeah.
Yeah. And especially if it's peer reviewed and a credible source put it forth. So the next site I'm going to is UFONut.com. So completely trustworthy. Wow, I didn't know UFONut was actually an acronym. Unconventional Flying Objects, Non-Human Unrecognizable Technology. Anyway, I hinted towards this 2 minutes ago about the Roswell crash. This guy, Mr. Frank Kimbler and I believe Chuck Zukowski, found some more metal alloys in the 1947 Roswell crash debris site. Are you okay? Do I need to get a bigger table? Ow. How? You're 5'3". How did you hit yourself?
I don't know. I hit my knee. Oh. Continue.
Oh, God.
I'm suffering agony.
Should we take a health break?
No, we're good.
I'm a whole foot taller and I'm fine.
I don't know.
All right. On June 3rd of this year, Frank Kimbler and Chuck Zukowski found pieces of metal out in the middle of the New Mexico desert at the famed 1947 Roswell crash debris site.
And they said, this can't be from anything else.
Well, they talk about how, you know, back in 1947 in July, you know, you have Mac Brazel and his son and his son Vernon. I feel like in our series of Roswell, I never mentioned his son. I feel like I never knew that part of it. It doesn't sound familiar with Vernon. Anyway, gives a little bit of history of Roswell and what exactly happened. But he has pictures of the debris. He has it next to a ruler to show you the metrics of it. He even has the printout, the page from the Colorado Metallurgical Services that he had it analyzed, which is actually pretty cool. Testing the pieces on an X-ray spectrometer, the XRS test clearly shows aluminum is the dominating element. Other elements like silicon, magnesium, manganese, iron, copper, zinc, chromium, nickel, and cobalt are present. And so all those elements combined make this certain piece of debris an aluminum alloy. Now, after speaking with Frank on this, Chuck that is, and analyzing the test results, it was determined that this piece of alloy appears to be a non-registered alloy in the 6000 series. I'm not exactly sure what that means. No more testing is needed to be done to verify this analysis, and more debris is needed for comparison analysis. So they went back out there. This happened on like June 2nd. They went back out there June 29th, and they did find more debris and had it tested. Some of it showed up to be within that 6000 series, and some of it did not. The ones that they did not appear to be part of the 6000 series were like metal cans, you know, shit like that, like metal tops of bottles,
yeah,
stuff like that. However, the pieces that were found, and they do fall into the category of the 6000 series, it says that the scanning electron microscope, or SEM, produces an image of a sample by scanning the surface with a focused beam of electrons. The electrons interact with atoms in the sample, producing various signals that contain information about the surface topography and composition. Testing my previous samples found on June 3rd and another sample found on June 29th, we found the June 3rd sample was still indicating the 6000 series. So now he has had this tested at multiple different sites, and it comes up with the same reading. Good on him. And the other sample was leaning towards the 3000 series. I decided to focus a little more on the 6000 series alloy because now I have the same piece of debris, which was tested on two separate lab instruments getting the same results. And it comes back as elementally, as in the entire piece itself, it comes back as an unregistered aluminum alloy.
Interesting.
He has, yeah, he has the SEM data sheet. He has pictures of the debris, which the one in question is sample 001. He has that zoomed in at 5,000 times to show exactly how it's made. So scrolling past a bunch of his pictures here showing exactly what he did and how he did it. In conclusion, he says, recently, a total of 6 metallic specimens were analyzed at a metallurgical lab in Denver, Colorado, using the scanning electron microscope and the XRF, and separate testing was done at New Mexico Tech in Socorro, New Mexico, using the SEM EDS. Of the 6 specimens analyzed, 3 of them are aluminum alloys with element compositions that don't match any known registered alloys. So, I don't know exactly how to phrase this besides, is that part of the Roswell crash? Like, even if I was in the middle of the desert and I found a piece of metal and it went to a fucking can of, like, baked beans,
mm-hmm.
That makes sense to me. Like, I'm like, okay, I'm, you know, I expect it to be something fairly reasonable like that, but I don't understand how exactly a can of baked beans or whatever else would get out there.
Farmer.
So what technically would be an unregistered alloy in this case that a farmer would have?
And that's why I'm like, I don't know if it's from Roswell, because I feel like, you know, we found debris from Roswell. So I feel like all of those debris pieces had been registered at this point.
Well, I mean, there's got to be little shards, little shrapnel everywhere.
But even still, like if they came from the big pieces that they already have and took away to fucking whatever base they want to actually say it was it Area 51? Was it Wright Patterson? Was it some bunker underground where fucking Micah Hanks is? Who knows? You would think that they would have been able to, like, register.
So the pieces of this debris were they have similar chemistry to specimens that were found years ago by Frank here. The other non-anomalous metallic alloys are similar to tops and sides of aluminum cans. The unknowns were buried deep, about 3 to 6 inches, which, you think about it, 3 to 6 inches is not terribly too deep, but especially if you think about it in undisturbed land, I mean, yeah, I mean, you can see, you know, different sediments of the land, mm-hmm. and how old it is and what exactly it contains. So I'm not sure in this case exactly what 3 to 6 inches plays as part of the land. Like I said,
if you ask any man out there, that 3 to 6 inches is going to be different depending on who you ask.
I know.
That's a joke for all the ladies out there.
Knowing the remoteness of the area, we have no idea why there is such a mix of materials. The metals are not abundant, and sometimes it takes hours just to find a tiny fragment with today's advanced metal detectors. We can only speculate that the area could have been salted by others or even the military to throw off investigators looking for clues at the crash site.
Just like the military. Always getting in the way, causing problems.
I mean, I wouldn't doubt it if the metal shrapnel was, in this case, perhaps military equipment, something that only the military would have, which would probably make more sense to why your average day citizen looks at it as unregistered.
Yeah, I could see it.
Like, this isn't a can of Chef Boyardee. But we know something crashed in Roswell. What is this? This is the 76th year anniversary. We still can't get all the information now. That no matter how fucking hard David Grush, our new whistleblower, tries.
Was it aliens? Was it a weather balloon? Was it a test flight filled with little people from Russia? Who the fuck knows?
I don't know, man. I think the last revisited episode we did on Roswell, I had discovered that apparently there were flights of tested weather balloons that apparently did disappear near or around Corona or Roswell at that time. But I mean, it's not solid fucking proof. It's just good evidence. Yeah.
You know what? At this point, I don't even want to know. I like the mystery behind it, because you take away the mystery, then I don't care.
I mean, that's fair. I mean, I still think to this day that there's probably more on Roswell I want to go over and more episodes I want to do on it.
I still want to know what the fuck they were shooting at during the Battle of LA. That's what I really want to know.
Well, that's fair. But yeah, so Roswell apparently still has some secrets left to be told, especially with these anomalous metal alloys that have been found and apparently have been somewhat frequently found. I mean, it's 76 years later, and there are people out there still scanning that part of the desert, still finding quote-unquote unregistered metal alloys. So I don't know anything on this topic specifically. Metallurgy, I really don't know. But I can't imagine an unregistered alloy would truly be like, oh, it's out of this world. It came from somewhere else. I mean, there's still part of the human DNA and genome sequencing that we still haven't figured out exactly what this is all pertaining to.
Yep.
So, I mean, that's apple and oranges, sure, but I don't know. Nonetheless, it's interesting that at the very least, there are people still actively wanting and doing this.
Yeah.
All right, moving on now. The next piece I have here is from Anomalian.com. We've talked about them before.
Yes, we have.
I hate that name. Please change it. Green UFO hit the roof of a house and bounced to space. Now, I don't hear this really talked about anywhere else. I am not saying I'm the first to find it.
Clearly not, if it's on a news article.
So fucking hilarious.
All right, Gollum, calm down there.
So, amidst the tranquility of nature, a mesmerizing spectacle unfolds as an enigmatic orb. They have in parentheses here, UFO.
No, oh, shit.
Emerges mysteriously from the concealment of towering trees. And it was all captured on video. Now, this does come from one of those, for instance, I hate it when I see, new Bigfoot footage. And I go and click on the video, and it's like, hey, it's Bigfoot Sasquatch Hunter Mac coming at you now. I'm like, oh, okay, so this is a channel specifically for stuff like this, so it makes its credibility to me a lot less. You know, you understand what I'm saying there?
Yeah, so so anybody that's getting news from us is probably thinking the same thing.
I mean, perhaps. but I mean, I don't know. It's tough to describe.
We're not defending ourselves here.
No, it's tough to describe. I've said it 1,000 times before because, I feel like the only people I trust are people that actively are in the field one way or another doing stuff. But then also the people I don't trust are the ones that are actively in the field.
I was going to say, yeah.
Because they really try. I mean,
So you're telling me if Micah Hanks had a video where he's just like, hey, Micah Hanks here, I've got this new video. You're going to immediately be like, I don't believe it.
Okay, also, in that instance, depends on the person, because Micah, I do trust.
Oh, you trust Micah, but you don't trust fucking Joe Schmo on the internet. How convenient. Maybe.
No, you don't.
Depending on the video and how he presents himself.
No, you fucking do not. Don't turn your back on me.
Before we met Micah, he was just another guy on the internet, too.
Nuh-uh, I listened to plenty of his podcasts. This guy sounds smart.
But what about Joe Schmo could have had a podcast, and he could have sounded smart, too.
Well, from what I have found,
you tell
not
me
every
the
Joe
fucking,
Schmo,
hey, the fucking mountain guys.
Why are you against me? Why are you turning your back on me? Doggy style is the only time you can turn your back on me. Remember that.
The fucking,
God damn it.
Fuck, what show is that? The mountain Bigfoot hunter guys?
Tell me. No, we're not talking about that because they're going to be a Mothman festival. And if they hear this and they see me, they'll die. I'll die. They'll die. I'll die. Mountain monsters.
You're telling me you don't trust them?
They're eccentric. They are eccentric. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
Anyway, my God, how fucking rude.
I'm just saying.
Well, what I was going to say was,
I'm just trying to defend the Joe Schmoes of the world.
Well,
because we are those Joe Schmoes.
I saw a picture, and it was in Florida, I believe. So I'm already red flag. We're in Florida. Ron DeSantis is there. Oh, Jesus Christ. I'm surprised he hasn't ran any part of his fucking presidential campaign on finding Bigfoot. I don't know why. Anyway. And it clearly shows what looks like some type of ape, some type of great ape, perhaps, and maybe even holding an infant near this log. But it's such a crystal clear photo coming from, hey, it's Sasquatch Hunter fucking 666. What's up? I'm like, oh, this is a bit cringe for me. And I'm like, I can't put all my trust in you just yet.
And see, that's always the biggest problem, too. It's like everybody complains about, oh, it's, you know, it's 2023. All these videos and pictures, they should be crystal clear. We get a crystal clear one. That's too good to be real.
I know.
And it's so goddamn frustrating. I fucking hate the internet.
There is no apparently right or wrong to how you do it.
There's not.
And I am not going to sit here and try to prove the right or wrong to any of this. I'm just here to fucking speak about stuff that I find interesting. And I hope the people that are tuning into this find it just as interesting. They like to hear what we have to say. That's all I'm here for. If you take time out of your day to actually listen to us and enjoy what we're speaking of.
I'm sorry.
I'm a little bit sorry, but I'm very happy. That puts a smile on my face. And again, I will clap if I'm happy. All right. My point of this here from anyamelian.com about this green orb is that it comes from a guy kind of like that.
You have a video?
I do have a video.
I want to see the video.
But this guy, he has one of those like early 1990s websites that's like real red and big blocky letters.
God, flashing letters.
But I will say he does sound intelligent, like he knows what he's talking about. And his site seems to come off as natural, perhaps even more specifically like weather phenomena. Like it's not just UFOs, but it shows like all this, you know, barometric pressure and lightning and all this stuff like this. And so he's describing these different, in this compilation video, these different weather, I guess you could say, anomalies. Like one was lightning strikes and like five or six hitting the exact same thing.
That's just War of the Worlds.
That's immediately what I think of. Thanks a lot, Tom Cruise. But this one, he's like, I don't really know what this is. And I don't even know if he says UFO in the video. I can't remember. But I want you to see it because it's very cool.
Honestly, I trust people like that more than the people that have like the really nice websites, because that person doesn't care.
Give a fuck?
To put the money to try to hoax people.
Or maybe they just can't, because sorry to break it to you out there, but if people out there think that 14 investigators and ufologists are like Mr. Big Bucks running the show of this world, you're wrong. You are very, very wrong.
Yep.
Uh-huh. They are like us. They have pod bodies, basically, and they
speak for yourself.
I've seen you without a shirt on in my front yard.
Oh, yeah, you have.
More on that later. Patreon exclusive.
I was like, wait, when did this happen? And I was like, oh, yeah.
I can understand where you're coming from for that. You know, it doesn't seem to be all about show and money and all that.
Unlike us, that has a really nice website. Go check it out.
No, we don't. I have no idea what I'm doing. I'm like, I like pink and I like green and I like orange and I like purple and I like put it on black and I like just speaking up my ass. But yeah, I'll show you this video.
Yeah, share it to me.
Because patience, my child.
That's actually really interesting because like before it connects and glows, you can still kind of see it. That's actually really,
isn't that not cool?
Interesting.
Now, obviously, I just played the video for you. There's still a little bit left, but you got the gist of it. But he sounds intelligent. He doesn't say UFO or anything one time.
Honestly, that just sounds like somebody that's excited to explain what this video is.
Well,
that
like I
just
said,
doesn't really understand it, because I mean, that's exactly how I would.
Well, he literally says, he goes, I haven't seen anything quite like this.
No, that's,
and this is
interesting.
Part of that compilation about like the multiple like lightning strikes. There was something else about like dark, some dark clouds in a video that he was describing, but he literally just seems to describe more specifically like weather phenomena.
Yeah.
But like this, he's like, I don't know what this is. But yeah, he says there are no wings. You don't see anything insect wise. He's like, I don't understand why an insect would be like that unless that's the world's biggest fucking lightning bug we just witnessed. Or maybe it was like Green Lantern heading back to wherever he came fucking from. But it does go past the tree line, so it does have incredible speed. One thing that he gets to that I stopped the video too early for you to hear is that the camera that's picking this up does have motion detection, and it shows it picking up that there was something there.
Yeah, like the little...
But whatever it is going so fast that the motion detector can't keep quite on it.
Yeah, and like I said, like because if you watch that video, like when he's zoomed in and slowing it down, you can see like a dark object... Like that's not lit up right before it hits that roof, and then it's like it connected with the roof and like ignited.
Unless there's like an invisible bug zapper there and just sent like again like a fucking cicada just back out into space where they fucking belong.
No, they belong underground. God, they belong underground.
Well, they do
animals.
Belong underground. I get that. I do like cicadas too. Yeah, but I'm also just fucking annoyed by them.
If it wasn't for cicadas, we wouldn't have gotten the story of Gears of War.
We also probably wouldn't get one of Godzilla's enemies. I can't remember. Is it Megalon? Is that the one that's like that?
Maybe the Godzilla guy.
Kind of the one with the drill hands that's kind of based, I think, kind of on a cicada.
It's starting to sound like you're a fake fan to me.
Dude, there's like 35 fucking movies.
Yeah, and you have them all. You have a fucking Godzilla head right there. And you tell him you don't know every fucking villain he's faced?
You're attacking me. I don't like
fake
it.
Fan.
I don't like it. You're attacking
fake
me.
Fake. Man.
I will kill you.
I bet you can name all fucking
you're
151
causing me to lash out like this.
Original Pokemon.
I
said I bet you can name all 151 of the original Pokemon, but you can't
tell me.
35 fucking villains of Godzilla. Fake fan. I'm taking my magazine that I bought you back.
I am mad. I want you to stop doing whatever it is you are fucking doing right now. Asshole.
Fake fan.
Get me Chalky Milk.
Everybody attack Matt. Call him a fake fan.
Keep it up. Put you back in your cage. Oh, I will. And I will give you no food.
You gave
me. No fish heads this week.
Oh, damn it.
Yeah, well, you talked yourself right out of it, buddy. Any fucking way. Yes. So there is a very weird green object that if you're listening to this episode and you want to see more about it, you can go to our website. You know what? I actually will put this one in the show notes on Spotify, you know, wherever you get your podcast. You can find it there.
Thinking of, was it?
No, that's Gigan, isn't it?
Yeah. Okay.
Megalon.
Oh, this fucking goofy fuck?
Yeah, I think he's based off cicada.
Sure.
And he comes from underground.
Looks more like a horned beetle to me with that nose, but okay.
You know what? Megalon is my emotional support animal, so you can't talk shit about it. Leave him alone.
Will
like Oppenheimer, his emotional support thing was the bomb.
God,
and it ruined
Caesar
it.
Was a fucking goofy looking fuck.
Oh boy, was he! Kind of gives me nightmares. Anyway, yeah. So again, what we're showing here, in case you don't want to check it out, a orb glides towards the rooftop of a nearby house as if drawn by an unseen force. The UFO sphere suddenly erupts in a radiant display of vivid green hues, casting an enchanting glow upon its surroundings. However, the captivating display does not end there. In an astonishing twist, the orb, now transformed into an emerald beacon of light, defies gravity itself, and with an incredible burst of energy, it bounces off the roof and into space at a very high speed. Sounds fairly fantastical, but if you don't want to watch this video, because you're lame, there's a house. You're looking almost like, I don't know, from the backyard to the back of the house, something like that. And what you'll see, or what you'll hear me describe, is something comes from the left part of the screen, kind of a small, black, somewhat circular, spherical, I don't know, orb-like object. And once it gets near the roof of the house, it literally blows up maybe 10 times its size in a bright green light, and it just shoots off to the right side of the screen. Doesn't quite make it off screen, but almost seemingly between some trees, and it's gone.
And if it is editing, they did a really good job of making it actually look like it fucking
absolutely
like goes far away.
Even the whole thing fitting with like the grain and the texture of the video camera recording itself. But this guy's like, doesn't look like a bird. I see no wings flapping, too big to be an insect again, unless it's like the world's largest lightning bug, which would terrify me. I'd probably never go outside again. But there is a light we see prior to it hitting the roof of this house between some trees that he even says in the video, I think that might be a plane, but it's kind of too hard to tell with the trees. But I wonder if it's not, if that has something to play here with whatever this green orb is. Mm-hmm. What if it's like the mothership and it just launched out its little one? It's like,
that was like flubber.
Maybe it came to abduct and it was like, oh no, fuck these people. And it just left.
Yeah, maybe.
Why? I don't know. Maybe they're Pepsi drinkers.
I saw a shooting star the other day and I didn't realize that we were having a meteor shower.
It is that time of the year.
Yeah, like, because I was coming home from work at, like, 5 in the morning, and I saw light, and I was like, what the fuck was that? And then I got home and was looking, and they were talking about the meteor shower, and I was like, oh, no shit.
Yeah, I can't exactly remember it, but I think I first learned about it in our Flatwoods Monster episode when we talked about, like, the Perseid meteor shower, I think, which happened around this time of the year.
Yep.
I think it was this one. There is another one, too. But, yeah. To continue with this goofballery we got going on here, let's go over to USA Today. So, on this podcast, me and Josh have stated it before, but we're pretty fucking certain, if not completely certain, that the Loch Ness Monster does not exist.
And if it did, it's dead.
And if it did, it's dead. Obviously, unless there are more, and they are procreating. Now, does that mean that no underwater cryptid or such like creature exists? No, maybe. I just don't think the Loch Ness Monster one exists. Now, there are plenty of others. I think Ohio has Bessie. There is the one in Lake Champlain, what they call Champy, or just Champ. So,
hey, Champ.
Lake Champlain monster shows up on sonar. This again comes from anomaly.com. Thurber, how it starts out. Don't know who that is. Thurber was fishing for trout on Lake Champlain on the U.S.-Canada border and had a Garmin EcoMap UHD sonar on his boat. Like you do. Because you do.
Yeah, like depth finders.
Yeah, exactly. This is a specialized sonar with a high level of detail. You're telling me, because when you see this image, you're either going to shit yourself or you are going to raffle a mayo. Thurber needed an echo sounder. To search, stop rolling your eyes at me. I don't like it. I don't like it at all.
Thurber. You rolled my eyes. I just closed my eyes and rolled them.
Oh, wow. That's even worse. So Thurber needed an echo sounder to search for large trout, but at some point, his sonar displayed something much larger and with unusual outlines. Now, this might be debunked. I don't know. I have done very minimal research looking into this, but I find it strange nonetheless. Now tell me, Josh, does this look like possibly a creature? Yeah. What's that look like to you if you had to describe it?
It looks like what I would assume like a Nessie would be, because like there's its head.
Yep.
And the body.
Uh-huh.
And the hot spot would be the body.
Absolutely.
And that little feeties.
Yes.
And then what I would imagine would be a tail.
So I don't, again, what? I don't know if this is hoax or not. It's just like the whole Bigfoot photo coming from fucking Sasquatch Hunter 666. Okay?
I'm also very happy that you yelled at me for yelling a can or you like throwing a can away.
What?
But you just decided to drag your laptop across the table. I can't wait for you to go back and edit that.
Oh, I will. No one will fucking know. But
you're going to like maximize my can throwing away sound.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to amplify the fuck out of that. There are people have to remove their headphones.
Yeah, try me, bitch.
This thing on the sonar literally has the head and neck and body and tail and like four fucking flippers. It's like legitimately whatever you would think Nessie or Champy or Bessie or whatever the fucking other ones are, what it would look like.
But then again, I don't know a whole lot about depth finders or like how they actually work. I just know the ones from like when I used to go fishing with my uncle.
Sure.
And usually it never like showed like outlines like that. You would just see like fucking just like morphs. So I don't know if they've gotten better. They could have, but I don't know. That's interesting.
Well, I'm with you on that. I'm not sure at all. According to Thurber, his sonar captured the legendary sea monster of Lake Champlain named Champy or Champ. According to numerous descriptions of eyewitnesses, it resembles the Scottish Nessie, the same long-necked water lizard with flippers similar to the ancient plesiosaur. As in the case of Loch Ness, many explorers visited Lake Champlain to try and find Champy. But
also, The name Lake Champlain annoys the hell out of me. Should just
that
be
L, that yeah, L. Yeah. Yep. I know.
Should just be Lake Champlain.
I know. But in all of them, only Vermont cryptozoologist Kathy Elizabeth was lucky, who in 2022 first caught Champy on sonar. And I can't remember if I talked about that in another TFR news or if I probably bypassed it because I was like, I'm sick and tired. It's the same story. Once I say, hey, we found some sort of ancient plesiosaur on a sonar, well, then the next fucking week is the exact same type of story. I never see one dead on a beach. I just keep getting sonar hits and sonar hits and sonar hits. According to Thurber, a large school of fish swam about 90 meters from where the sonar spotted the underwater creature. So it is possible that the creature was heading to this school for a bite to eat. Maybe it was just the fucking fish.
Maybe it's just hungry.
I don't know.
Maybe it's like the fish from Finding Nemo and they're just like a school of fish, just like making shapes just to fuck with people.
Well, I mean, I've heard, well, intelligently making shapes to fuck with people, no. But I have heard of other people with sonars being like, what is that? And it literally is just a school of fish. But it disguises itself as a bigger entity. I think that's also a defense mechanism with them to deter predators.
Probably. Like, look at me. I'm a big-ass fish. But not really, because if you look real closely, I'm just a bunch of little fishies made to look like a big fish.
Yep. Yeah. And if you're telling that to a great white shark, then you're in for a rude awakening. Because then he's like, oh, okay, well, then I'll just fucking eat you.
I'm going to come down and just open my mouth and get a bunch of you.
Yep. So you'll see this on our social media as well as our website. Because, yeah, this one cracks me up because it's so just, like, perfect.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just like, how? I'm sorry. This just makes me immediately go, no. No, I don't know if someone fucking did this in Photoshop or what. I'm just like, nice try. But I don't know. I don't live in the depths of Lake Champlain, so I couldn't tell you what's down there. I mean, sometimes when I'm just cleaning dishes, I get scared of my sink because I'm like, oh my God, there's a bowl that's been sitting down there with like fucking mashed potato residue for like 3 weeks. I don't know what's called. It moved. Okay. So now moving on to our big story, which I'm sure if anyone out there has been keeping up with the Paranormal Joneses here, you've probably heard of it. If not by a podcast, I mean,
keeping up with the Joneses, like keeping up with the Kardashians.
No.
Oh.
Hey, Kim, you want to come on?
Somebody came on her back.
Oh, wow. You think it's still there?
Would be just like a guy to not get a towel.
I always get a towel. I'm nice.
Same.
Yeah. Or I'll rub my own face in like a dog and be like, don't ever do that again. No? All right. Well, I'll just move on now. That'll be for Patreon. So, Josh, have you heard about these Peruvian villagers?
Yep.
Oh, wow. See, look. We all heard about it. Oh, my God.
Funny thing. I saw this on TikTok.
That might be where it first came out. I don't know. But yes, it is on. It's everywhere. It's on a lot of different news outlets and TikTok and just social media in general. So I have three different pieces to this story. So I'll just get into it from Yahoo.com, which actually it's more so from Vibe, but it's kind of through Yahoo. I don't know. What is internet?
Oddly enough, it was Strangeology that I saw it on.
That fucker, Jeff, how dare you? Just wait till we see him at Monster Fest. I'm going to give him a stern talking to. I'll forget what it's about since it's like a year away. Oh, what's that? We're going to be in Monster Fest 2024. I just spoiled it. I did.
Oh,
I did.
I already forgot about it.
I know. So maybe this year, instead of two people, maybe three will come out and see us.
Ooh.
And we're giddy now. If you're happy, maybe we'll get it. Clap your hands.
More shirts.
No. Nope. Nope. We're going to sell skin.
I've been giving you really good shirt ideas. More than
it's more than I've done.
Yeah,
it's more than I have put money to create.
Uh huh.
So, Peruvian villagers claim they were attacked by predator style aliens.
Hey, and I'm wearing a predator shirt today.
Oh my God, you are! I didn't even pay attention to that.
I know because you hadn't said shit about it. I'm offended.
I didn't. I mean, I've seen Manhunter, but I'm just like I didn't look at the art because I was like, if there was ever an alien invasion, I would want it to be from something like that.
No, I would not.
No, like I'm accepting the fact that I'm going to die. I want to die by that. I don't want to.
Yeah, I'd see. Here's my thing. I like my skin being on. I don't want my skin being off.
Yeah.
I like my skin on me, and I like my skull attached.
Okay. Well, speaking of skin peeling off of you and whatnot, let's get to this story.
Yeah, I know the story. So yeah. That's bad. Use that segue.
I will, and I'm not going to get off. I'm just going to keep going right off into the sunset. Okay. Wow. What a beautiful Hallmark, like Christmas card that would be. Members of the Akwetu indigenous people in rural Alto Nene claim to have seen the beast after it attacked a 15-year-old girl. Already out of the gate, we're like, what the fuck's going on? The native people alleged that the mysterious creature, quote-unquote, slashed her across the neck, which required heavy medical attention. There is a picture that shows a woman, typically, I think her face is blurred out, but she has like a bandage on her neck and there's some people around her, you know, seeking the medical attention that's needed for her. Hunters from the tribe claim to have fired at the armored beings. However, they soon discovered that the creatures are immune to human weapons.
Of course they are.
Of course they are. The native people reportedly saw one of the 7-foot beasts disappear and reemerge on the spot. The Akwetu people had detailed that they may be aliens from another planet. Just in passing, like, well, I mean, they might be.
It could be. Planet.
While other citizens believe the creatures to be folklore monsters. Why not both?
Yeah, who knows? You know what I want?
What's up?
I want a Predator movie where they win.
Where the Predators win?
Yeah, because we've yet to get one.
That's true.
Every movie, they're getting outsmarted by humans.
Yeah, it kind of makes them look dumb.
Uh-huh.
To put it lightly,
I guess. But they're so badass.
They are.
But, like, apparently they're bad at their job.
Well, so...
Like, they couldn't even take down the fucking little girl and her dog in Prey, which is a great movie, by the way.
I don't think I could at all.
But still.
The outlet reports that the predators could be drones covered with cloth and masks to scare the locals by illegal miners in a Scooby-Doo-style scheme. Jairo Riatuguiavilla, I don't know how you say the name, I apologize, one of the community leaders spoke about the strange occurrence and described them akin to Spider-Man's nemesis, the Green Goblin. Yeah. Quote, the gentlemen are aliens. They seem armored like the Green Goblin from Spider-Man. I have shot him twice, and he does not fall, but rises and disappears. We are frightened by what is happening in the community.
Okay, so, like, what Green Goblin are we talking about?
Oh, for fuck's sake, I don't get mad ours.
Comic version of Green Goblin? We actually looks like a goblin?
No.
Or are we talking about, like, Norman Osborn?
It's got to be Norman Osborn from the movies.
Fucking movie with his fucking defined metal ass.
It's got to be that. It's got to be that.
This fucking pumpkin monster disintegrating people.
Ooh, their color is silver. Their shoes are round in shape, and with that, they rise up. They float 1 meter high and have a red light on the heel. Their heads are long, and their eyes are yellowish. With that, they see you well, and they leave. They are experts at escaping. Another witness to the action detailed that the beasts conceal their identities and can fly, saying, they don't let their faces be seen, and their body is floating. They use their arms as balance when flying, but they walk normally. Every time we arrive, they fly with an activation of something on the soles of their feet. They have wheels with lights. Oh, my God.
Heelys.
They have heelys. Holy shit. I saw some interstellar entity amongst my people just go by like that fucking alien in Signs on Heelys. Give me some fucking, you know, Gucci Gang Gang fucking Signs. I'm like, bro. Wait, no, come back, Lamar. Come here.
See you later, suckers.
They wouldn't say see you later, alligator. What would they say? What would extraterrestrials say instead of see you later, alligator? Okay, yeah, my bad. Now, what's interesting about this story, sure, do we think it's just another quote-unquote alien sighting / invasion?
I think we just went over what's the most interesting. They have fucking space heelys.
Peru's law enforcement and Navy faction announced that they would look into the matter.
They're just bored.
See, I hate that explanation because it's so right. I'm sure they are fucking bored and they're like, you want to go check out some aliens with some sick fucking Heelys, bro? So, yeah. So, these people were seeing it. There was a girl that was attacked. They say they're fucking floating and they can conceal themselves quite well. They have Heelys. The Peru law enforcement and Navy faction have gotten involved.
It's the Cooley version story. It's Cooley version of a story of what's the story with the floating aliens in Kentucky? Hopkinsville.
Oh, yeah, Hopkinsville, yeah.
Those motherfuckers didn't have Heelys. Imagine if they had Heelys, though.
So, now moving on to this article from rpp.pe. The fuck kind of site is this? Anyway, yeah, RPP. It continues with the story, and it mentions how, in folklore, these people describe the aliens as face peelers. Like that is their folkloric name that they have given them. Because they attack your face. Simply put, attack your face. Now, there is an image that's been circulating with this story about a guy who apparently has had the flesh taken off of his face. And it's kind of gross to look at. It's not terribly detailed, but you're kind of like, you can imagine the rest of it. And you're like, that's kind of gross. But other people, I think it was on Twitter, X, sorry. Thanks, Elon Musk. I'm going to get used to that. People have said that that photo had been floating around for months prior. So more than likely is not due to an alien attack, but due to a piranha attack, as it is described, which is actually more horrifying to be in the water and then have all those fish come at you and attack your face and literally just eat you.
I thought piranhas were going to be a bigger part of my adulthood, but they're not.
Nope.
Same with quicksand.
Nope. I thought that and solar flares. No.
Yeah.
Even though they're on the rise. Solar flares. They're coming. Speaking of disastrous elements of our universe. You remember back in the day when NASA sent that little thing out to that one meteor to see if they could hit it and send its trajectory somewhere else? Mm-hmm. Well, they did that and it succeeded. But just as everyone else had said, well, if you crash into it, it might break up. Well, I think like 13 little clusters have come off and now they're circling the planet at around 13,000 miles per hour. And they said, yeah, if one of those was to come into Earth's atmosphere and just strike Earth, it'd be basically like an atomic bomb. I'm like, good.
Hell yeah.
Good to know. Thanks, NASA. Supposed to be looking out for us, not creating the problem.
Yeah, but how else are they going to make money?
Well, so it says, the agents, as in law enforcement and the Navy faction, they arrived aboard a speeder known as a, what? Known as a fast yacht.
Huh?
I don't know why I find that so fucking funny to me. Like, it doesn't actually have a name. It's just like, yeah, this is what they call a fast yacht. All right? This is what they call a cool fucking bike, bro.
Hell yeah.
When they got there, they held a brief meeting with the town. In addition, they toured the perimeter of the community. And then they shared the stories about the 15-year-old girl and the other guy that had been attacked, the guy that said he shot at it twice and nothing fazed him. So while the investigations were being carried out, the community members prepared themselves with shotguns, all sorts of guns, really, and sticks to repel any attack by these strange beings. So we have the introduction of these aliens, and they're fucking flying around the woods and their houses, and they're terrorizing our people. Now the Navy got involved, law enforcement got involved, people have armed themselves. They only come out at night. They have some kind of odd elongated helmet. They can fly, hover a meter above the ground. They have Heelys. Okay, this is what we've been learning so far. Well, now another crazy fucking turn comes from this. Okay. Just the title alone from the New York Post. Peru prosecutor accuses illegal gold mining gangs as posing as 7-foot aliens to terrorize locals. Like what?
Oh, so it's like The Village where they just create their own monster to keep people from learning stuff.
Wow, actually that's a very good analogy because
it's exactly what they did in that movie.
Because it is exactly what they did in that movie. And by me scanning over this article prior to recording, that's the gist I got, that they are terrorizing locals in order for them to stay away and not interfere
also,
with the illegal mining gangs.
100% a Scooby-Doo story.
Yeah.
Because that's what every villain in Scooby-Doo
except
did.
Taking off the mask, if you forgot what it is, you just don't care. You just take their Heelys because that's better.
I agree.
Yeah. So Prosecutors believe the gangs are hoping to invoke fear in locals to keep them inside their homes and away from their illegal gold mines.
As you do.
They speculated that the gangs are using jetpacks to reach more unattainable spots in the dense jungles near the Nanay River to mine for more gold. They would be using state-of-the-art technology such as thrusters that allow people to fly. Carlos Castro Quintanilla, the Peruvian government's prosecutor investigating the case, told a news outlet. Alto Nanay is rich in gold, where the metal is deposited in the riverbeds.
I'm going to go ahead and just say the most unrealistic part of the story is Peru gang members having jetpacks.
So you're saying it's an alien?
I would honestly believe it more than a fucking gang member in a jetpack. What the fuck is the Saints Row?
You're saying it's Jet Jaguar? Quintanilla, a specialized prosecutor for environmental matters in the Loreto region, which includes Alto Nanay, told RPP that these gangs do 80% these gangs do 80% of their illegal business in the Nanay River Basin.
They told RPP.
God damn it.
Sorry.
So now this story has unfolded. I don't know what we'll see next week. Who knows? But it's unfolded from aliens terrorizing villagers to now illegal gold miners using jetpacks to terrorize gold miners. Now, I mean, I can understand.
This is a movie waiting to happen where it's like this village, they think they're being attacked by aliens, but they're actually being attacked by these gold miners. But then the gold miners are actually attacked by aliens, and then the villagers don't know what to believe.
I don't know what to believe now that you said that. But yeah, so to conclude this article, it says gold mining is largely unregulated in Peru. Artisanal mining boomed when the company hit a financial crisis in 2008, causing gold to be more profitable than drug trafficking. Well, that's interesting to hear, because obviously if you were trafficking drugs, you wouldn't want to do that anymore. You'd be like, fuck it, I'll just go look for gold.
I'm here for it.
Gold mining gangs have been expelled from the neighboring countries of Brazil and Colombia. And one of the ads here to the side says, Taryn Manning shares bizarre video about licking married man's butthole, claims his wife wants restraining order. But that is for a different show. Patreon. So yeah, we have ancient Mayan cities being discovered like every fucking day. We have mysterious green orbs flying over. Green Lantern just stopping and saying hi. We have aliens in Peru. Excuse me. Illegal jetpacking gold mining thugs.
What if it's aliens disguising as gold miners? Or actually doing the gold mining, but they're disguising themselves as gang members, but they're actually aliens?
Kind of like the show Resident Alien.
Yeah.
You know, how he can change his appearance. Maybe it's just something like that. Maybe it actually is alien. Maybe where they come from, either they don't have gold or don't know what gold is, but it is some way valuable to them, so they need it. And so they come down disguised as, I guess, Peruvians, I don't know, as illegal gold miners.
Maybe gold is food to them.
Maybe. You know, I had an interesting thought the other day listening to something. What if any and all of these entities that have been described as interdimensional, what if they're interdimensional in the sense of wherever they had come from is somehow inoperable or inhabitable to them, and they have to come into ours to get resources and can go back?
I can see it.
Like, what if, I don't know, they don't have a lot of water, okay? And so they come in with a big old bucket, and they get some water, and they leave. I don't know. I thought that. And then I also thought, what if mermaids are piloting these UFOs? That's another story, too. Hey, I'm just
Where
saying.
Are you they, high?
I'm just saying that probably. I'm just saying they come from the fucking ocean. You know, mermaids are kind of like humans, and we describe these things as humanoids. Just saying. All right? And with all the nuclear testing we had out there in the waters of the Earth, maybe we made mer people, and now they're driving little submersibles throughout the land.
Yeah, but how does that explain the mermaids, you know, pirating? That was way before we had nuclear bombs.
Those are fake. They're all liars. They're all fucking liars.
Okay.
But yeah, to quickly recap, I've been Matthew and that's been Josh. TFR Podcast here. TFR News specifically. Send us your stories at thefarthestreachespodcast@gmail.com or thefarthestreachespodcast.com. There you'll find a form you can fill out. It has all the questions, the preemptive questions that we needed to ask.
Yeah, no robots allowed.
No robots allowed. There is a group on Facebook if you'd like to be a part of it. We have like 68 members currently, I think. We had 60. We had 69. I made a cool post, like, nice. And someone left. Someone fucking ruined it.
There always is. That's it. Yeah. Anytime you hit that mile marker, if you make any kind of post like, oh, yeah, I hit 10K, that one person's going to leave you. So you
little did they know. Little did they know, since they dropped out, that means when someone comes back in, I get to make the whole post over again, man. Two for one. Fuck yeah. All right. I'm going to project sign off.
Okay. Goodbye.
Bye.